Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in another hour of Doug Steffen's Good Day program. As you probably know, I'm also a farmer, and I love to share information about my farm and how you can benefit from the lessons I've learned and from other successful farm stories as well. So in this hour, I have a special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program to help you with your meal planning, backyard farming, whatever. It's the Good Day Farm Show, the American Family Farmer. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here for another week, an overview of what's going on. I wonder how many of you on farms are connected to the event that is scheduled for Monday. It's scheduled. We didn't schedule it. Mother Nature or God or whoever you think is in charge of the heavens scheduled this fabulous photo op that a lot of people are going to farms up and down across the country. There is a swath that the contour of this event on April the 8th will take. There are a lot of people from Texas through Arkansas and Missouri and parts of Illinois and Indiana and Ohio, and even up in through New England, New York, across northern New England into Canada. Maine is going to have great sights. The farmers are wondering a couple of things. One of them is, how is this going to affect the animals? And because it will have an effect on animals, especially caged animals. And then how can you take advantage of the opportunity by offering places for people, you know, sell them a spot on your farm in the field for $100 if they want to watch, right? Am I the first person who suggested that? I don't think I probably am. But anyway, it's just another way of hopefully making your farm successful and enjoying something, taking advantage of something that is on the public's minds, big time. Also on the public's mind, but not as much, but we need to do something about that. It's Ag Month, Ag Week, Ag Day. I think I was talking about this last week because we had the opportunity in Massachusetts to have the folks, the American Farm Bureau Federation. I think we talked about this last week with Warren Shaw, how the services, if you will, of groups like the American Farm Bureau take the business of agriculture seriously and bring it to the legislature so that they can do things. And this was, we have a thing in Massachusetts called Ag Day. Go to the State House and have food from the farms and talk about the legislative issues. And it's really pretty convincing and does a great deal to help with the bridging of the gaps of information that happened because there are not as many farmers around now as there used to be, and people in the legislature don't take them as seriously. Take farmers, take us seriously. So anyway, if you want info, you go to agday.org. One of the offspring of this Ag Day is the Celebration of Modern Agriculture. And this will be taking place in Washington, May 6th, 7th, and 8th. Theme this year focuses around agriculture's role in the sustainable supply chain. What they're trying to do is highlight the benefits of agriculture today, some of the equipment, some of the technology. The folks that produce these machines will be there to talk about modern farm machinery, highlighting ag organizations that use the technology to make food better and to take better care of our land, that sort of thing. So that's coming up May 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'll have to remind you again as we get closer to that. I'm going to put a circle around that in this informational packet that I have about it. So, all right, so we've got Ag Day taken care of, I think, and Ag Week, and the whole idea, I don't know, I'm not going to go off on this because I've gone off on it a number of times, how Sonny Perdue during Ag Week in 2019 said, you got to get bigger or get out. That so annoyed me. I can't begin to tell you. Anyway, I'm here for small farmers, family farmers. That's why the program is called the American Family Farmer. First part of each of the programs is devoted to the news that affects us all. And I think one of the biggest stories this week comes from Texas, where bird flu has been found. Well, the first case of it was found in Texas, but now it's extended to other states. As a matter of fact, Michigan, I think, has a case. Kansas has a case of it. So how can it get to cows is the question. That's a mystery. I think there's a lot of mystery around bird flu to begin with. And it was what's puzzling, I think, a lot of the agricultural experts is how it has gotten into cows. It's not easy. It's highly pathogenic. It's very deadly for chickens get it. I guess what I do know from geese that spread it, geese are the culprits here. I'm not a fan of geese under any circumstances. People say, oh, they're so pretty. Nah, they're obnoxious, and they're poop when it gets dropped. When they're in the fields eating the alfalfa like they do in my fields and pulling up everything by the roots and dropping their poop, which is poisonous to the calves, salmonella, loaded with salmonella. If you have calves outside, as I do, I don't keep them in a pen. I keep them, well, the first few weeks of their lives I do, but then I put them out into a pasture where they congregate with the other calves, and the geese are around, and they poop in the field. I almost said that, really, that word that I'm not supposed to say on the radio for any who knows why. Anyway, the idea that this stuff is very, and so did everybody else I know, think it was only a threat to chickens and to other birds. But now, apparently it's so virulent that it threatens the Texas dairy industry, which contributes $50 billion a year to economic activity in the state of Texas. One of the things that the folks in Texas and these other states are saying is that it's not a danger to humans. But humans are animals. And you can say there's no impact, but it's a flu. It's like the other flus. And the fact, you know, all these flus that are all over the place, we've had a really serious fundamental winter flu this year that's knocked a lot of us on our butt. And it's COVID. It's the regular flu. The cold is a flu. Nobody knows where it comes from, really, and they don't know how to get rid of it. So hopefully this is not going to be something that impacts too many dairies. Good Lord, that's a disaster waiting to happen. All right, let's take a moment here to think about what you're doing. We've got one more week. By the time you hear this, we'll be pretty much at the end of the semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. So if you don't have cattle if you're in the cattle business, you probably have your own steaks. But if you're not and you're in other forms of farming, or if you're listening to this program because you want to support farmers and you want to know what's going on the farm, here's something for all of you to consider. The 50% off site-wide sale at Omaha Steaks. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, that's me, and shop their semi-annual sale. Load up on all the delicious flavors, things that you crave, and it's all at half price. That's it. Semi-annual site-wide sale. Visit omahasteaks.com. Get the benefits of all the luscious food, the great flavor, the great preparation. It's a real plus. omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in the zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in the zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that when combined really keep things moving. I drink it every day and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
All right, let's get back to on the American Family Farmer, this story, because it's troubling as a dairy guy, as a cow guy, to see for the first time dairy cows testing positive for bird flu, avian influenza. And there are multiple dairy farms now that have tested positive, as I said, not only in Texas, but in Kansas and Michigan. Cows getting sickened by the virus. So the herds in New Mexico and Idaho that are being tested because cows are showing a sign of it. And so here we go into no man's land. There's some goats that contracted bird flu in Minnesota, too. I remember seeing that story late last week. So we all pretty much know what bird flu is. Gets into the respiratory system, gets into the gastrointestinal tract of the birds, and it's fatal to the birds. It didn't fatal to the geese that transmit it, but, you know, and other wild birds. But the commercial poultry and flocks of turkeys, that kind of stuff, it also affects marine mammals. And now looks like, you know, they say no humans have gotten it yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. Most of the past human infections, when they have occurred, people have been unprotected, have been exposed to infected poultry, and that's how they got it. So anyway, this will not necessarily impact consumers of dairy products, but it is a worry for our family farmers who are the dairy guys. And that's why I bring it to the attention of everybody, because they're required, if you do have it in your herd, you got to destroy the milk from any of the livestock that have it. Only the milk from healthy cows, obviously, going into human production. So if you're drinking raw milk, it's especially important, but when it goes through the pasteurization process, it gets rid of the bacteria, the viruses, and influenza is one of them. I think the Food and Drug Administration is being overly cautious. Not a bad idea. I'm just looking at the number of cows here. It's H5N1. It's the Eurasian version, as I said, coming from wild birds. Pigeons have it, geese have it, blackbirds have it. Federal officials are not ruling out the possibility of cow-to-cow transmission as well. There's a Michigan farm that got a shipment of cattle from an affected Texas farm before any cows could see or show signs of the disease. They had them there. As long as they don't commingle with other herds, they'll be okay. But it's a very, very difficult thing to deal with. And so I pass it along because I think it's important for us to have that on top of mind. Okay? All right. And I may spend a little more time talking about this. Some other news from Texas. that I want to talk about are related to Texas farms that I'll get to in just a few minutes here. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Sell the farm. All right, 23 after the hour now. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with more news. I said we would talk more about what's going on in Texas because, among other things, Texas has more farms than any other state. But, interestingly enough, California generates the most money from farming. Young farmers under 35 are more prevalent up in the northern part of the country. And there are, let's see here, 18,000 farms growing blueberries. That, for your information, is the biggest growth area. I say that you can hear the smile in my voice. Did you know, and do you care, I have on the Good Day program that I do Monday through Friday on a lot of these same stations, a segment called Do You Know and Did You Care? So, did you know that the number of blueberry farms has grown in the last 7 years by a couple of thousand, because blueberries are so popular, they're so good for you, and they're profitable. So now about 18,000 farms grow blueberries around the country, and much of the growing is in Texas, because, you know, a lot of people think Texas, it's such a big state, a lot of people think Texas is all, you know, kind of dried out, not desert, but, you know, the pastures are tumbleweeds, and that's not true. You go to places like where the ag school is in Stephenville, for example, that whole area down there, which is south and east of Dallas, fabulous cow country. Anyway, so I'm looking at the stats from the Department of Agriculture, the Census of Agriculture. And so I told you the story about Texas and California because that's part of what I glean from looking at these stats. Other thing that I'm looking at among the headlines here are how many farms are gone, how many farms are being consolidated. We all know, for as long as we've been alive, that American farms have been disappearing, certainly in our lifetime, and the farms that are left are growing in size. So in the last 5 years, that trend has picked up steam. Overall number of farms decreased by 142,000. a 7% decline, the largest percentage decrease since the survey has been done. This is very dangerous in my mind. The number of farmers operating 5,000 acres or more have grown by 42%. And let's see here. From the economic perspective, as I look at the graphs in the report, 75% of the country's total value of agricultural production comes from farms with $1 million or more in sales. So that's not us. That's not the American family farmer. That's not the small farmer. But I think that these conclusions are relevant because there are a lot of people who, you know, are trying to keep up. They want to keep farming in the family. I know a farm family up in New York State. There are three sons and the father, and they all have farms, and they all milk 1,500 cows. And they share, they pool equipment, they share land, all that sort of thing. And so it's very interesting how this is shaking out. There are more new and younger farmers. There are fewer black farmers, according to the stats here. And there are more solar panels being put up on farms. There is a lot of reason, you know, regenerative farming and stuff isn't as attractive as getting the money. The thing that is, I'm having it done on my farm, but it's taking so long. And so, you know, it's going to help with renewable energy. We'll get our electricity on the farm through the system, and we'll be able to sell a lot of it, too. So anyway, some trends according to the Census of Agriculture. Here I'm reporting on the American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen. Coming up next, we meet Steve and Jesse McBree from McBree Farm. Great story they have to tell, so stick around for that right after this.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Four past the hour now, you're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day. Let's get back to this special preview of this weekend's American Family Farmer program. It'll help you with ideas for your eating, your meal planning, and if you want to have a garden, we got all the info here. Plus, how to be a successful farmer. That's all part of the American Family Farmer.
34 after the hour now, time for us to travel. Maybe a little traveling music like Johnny Carson used to have Doc Severinsen. Let's have a little traveling music. Let's take a trip, shall we? Sort of, if you're driving, you can't do this, but if you aren't driving, you can kind of close your eyes and take a trip with me. As you, most of you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and we have the American Family Farmer Show every week, and that doesn't keep me, I'm not shy about putting farm guests or people who have a farming background or penchant for farming on the Good Day Show as well. So with that in mind, we've invited Steve and Jesse McBee to visit with us. And they are here because they are responsible for something called McBee Farms. If you want to check them out after you listen or while you're listening to us have a conversation about what's going on their farm, you can go to McBee, M-C-B-E-E, two E's, McBeeFarms.com, and we'll figure out together what this is all about and why I'm kind of excited to have them here. So, Steve and Jesse, welcome. How about you? Who's the older of the two, by the way? Let's give preference to the guy who's older.
Yeah, that would be me. I'm 29, and Jesse is 27.
All right, so yeah, Steve's 29, and Jesse's 27. How did you get along as kids growing up?
We were as close as you can possibly be as brothers. I mean, we grew up hunting, fishing, obviously farming and ranching. That's just kind of where we cut our teeth. We'd spend every waking moment outside of school and sports on the farm.
So what is there about what you bring to the table conversationally? You have, obviously, with those of us who are responsible, you like the land, you love the land, and sort of the focus, at least in part here, of why we're having a conversation is to explain to people why it is as important as it is for all of us to be appreciative of the land. And so you have a farm that's been around for how long? The McBee Family Farm, how long has that been around?
It's been around since 1998 is when we first picked up our first piece of ground. So we're first generation. We're not multi-generation, but we love the farm as if it was in our family name for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. And you're in Missouri?
Correct. Northern York.
All right. So do I say Missouri instead of Missouri? Because Missouri is what most of the people from Missouri call say Missouri.
Yeah, we hear it both. We always say Missouri.
Yeah, really. All right, so you've got a new reality television program which focuses on what goes on there. When I first saw this, I thought, okay, here's another one of these dating shows, The Farmer Needs a Wife, you know, that kind of stuff. But that's not what this is about. The show is called The McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. So the first question I have, because Missouri is kind of like in the halfway point, I call myself a farmer. People west of the Mississippi and certainly in the southern tier call themselves ranchers. And the people who are on the farm are farmers. The people who are on the ranch are cowboys. Which are you?
So we use both terms because we've got a row crop side and then we've got a big cattle side. So if we're farming, we're farmers. If we're ranching, we're cowboys, basically. So it's intermingled with us because we run both operations.
And in terms of running them, your experience at being in your 20s, you grew up around it, but do you need to rely on other members of the family for help, for growth ideas, for what you put in the ground?
Yeah, I think not only other members of the family, but also people that we've met and who have worked for us for 10, 15 plus years. We rely on them. They've been around the farming and agriculture side and also the ranch side more than we have. So we rely on them and use whatever information they're willing to give us.
So I guess what I'm interested in, your dad is Steve Sr., right? And he is very involved still. Is he very much a part of what's going on the McBee farm?
Absolutely. It takes a full team effort. So besides Jesse, I've also got two other younger brothers. So there's a total of four McBee boys, my dad, who is very actively involved in the operation. And then we've got 65 full-time team members that help us run the farm and ranch. And it truly takes a full team effort to manage it.
All right. So how much land have you got?
Row crop wise, we run 40,000 acres of tillable mix of corn and soybeans, and then we run 2,000 head of cattle, all Angus cow calf pair. So we run 3,500 acres of pasture ground.
All right. So when I talk about on the American Family Farmer, I aim that program at what I refer to as the small family farm. And I say this not being facetious, but the size that you've just described does, in fairness, cover many family farms, especially the further out in your area that we go, further out into like Nebraska, you go down into any number of the farming states, even down to the Mid-South. There's a lot of family farming that's done on huge numbers of acres. I have a friend in Ohio who's got 3,000, I think, 3,200 acres, and that seems like a lot to me because I have a farm. I farm about 480 acres, mostly of hay that I harvest for my own cows. I raise Jersey replacement heifers. And so in my neck of the woods, Framingham, Massachusetts, I own 140 acres. I'm the largest single landowner in what they refer to as Metro West. So imagine if I could somehow or other capture 40,000 acres of land in Massachusetts, what fun I could have with that. And that's kind of right when you
a lot of fun and a lot more headache. It's a balance to run 40,000 acres, and honestly, whenever we're talking, you know, 200 to 500 acres, any more, whenever you're a first generation farmer, we're still making land payments. We didn't get gifted down, paid off land or paid off equipment. There's just not enough meat on the bone to make it profitable at 300 to 500 acres. So we had to grow out of necessity to be able to really have all the team members that we have and be able to make this place profitable, or at least try to.
Well, but at this point, we're talking to Steve McBee, by the way, and Jesse, his brother, about the McBee Farm, the website McBee, say it again, Doug, McBeeFarms.com, the television show, the reality show, and the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys. But this is your place, not your father's. Even though your father is a part of it, this is the brothers who are creating this, not the dad, right? Even though he's helping you, does he have his own place?
My dad is the one who started this whole farming operation, actually. Back in 1998 was when he bought his first farm, and we grew up in that era, and basically
So I didn't get that at the beginning.
Not taking the reins, but yeah, we're definitely a huge part of it. All the brothers are involved in it in some sort of capacity, so he's definitely still heavily involved. That's kind of what the show kind of goes into.
It focuses on the relationship you have. What about women in your lives? What about mom? What about girlfriends? What about wives?
We all are in relationships. My mom is not involved on the show. Her and my dad separated quite a few years back, and so she's more of in the Kansas City area. But we all have relationships that are showcased and shown throughout this series. It wouldn't be a reality show without a little personal drama, so there's definitely plenty of that as well.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. So in terms of what we take away from this, what do you want us as viewers, what do you want? You want us to be entertained for sure. But again, me being the farm guy, I'm going to be looking for that angle as well. So there are a number of angles here. What's the most important angle, the most important takeaway when it comes to the consideration of what we're looking at each week on each episode?
I think it probably changes between all of us on kind of what we want the viewers to take away. I know for me personally, I think the biggest thing is family is the most important thing. Whether you're fighting or not, we'll go through a day and full out have a fist fight and be screaming at each other. And by dinner time, we always sit down and have a family dinner, and the stuff on the business side goes away. So no matter if we have 10 cents in the bank or 10 million in the bank, that we'll always be family and we'll always have each other's backs.
Okay, so what you just described to me sounds like a combo of Yellowstone and Blue Bloods. That's, you know, those two shows?
That's pretty accurate. I know. That's what we're getting. You know, a lot of comparisons are obviously it's the real life Yellowstone, but then you get all of the interpersonal related drama and issues that happen trying to work and deal with the stresses of a farming operation of our scale. So if we've gotten Yellowstone comparisons, Dallas comparisons, Succession, obviously, because the head of this farming operation, you know, it's us four boys, and he's trying to decide which one of us four boys is fit to take over the farm as he phases out into his next phase.
Yeah, but he's not. But you're not trying to screw him like the kids are on Succession.
No. We all work together pretty well.
You take our lives.
Yeah. All right. So there are a bunch of different businesses, though, intertwined in this. Do they all get a fair shake on the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, the sort of documentary that we're talking about? The docuseries, maybe, is a better word for it. But you got the farm. You have a snack company. You've got a beef and meat company. You've got a coffee company, a car wash. Good God, you're building homes. So.
Yeah. We stay pretty busy. I mean, the show is definitely centered around the farm and ranch, but the other businesses do get showcased throughout the season. And really, all of the other businesses are to help supplement the farm income. The instability and the inconsistency of farm income led us to trying to create in these other industries that have more consistent revenue streams to help supplement the farm during the bad years so we can keep the farm and ranch around for generations to come.
Well, so that brings up an obvious question that whether the producers of this series are focused on or not. You are, because you just mentioned it, and something that I talk about a lot on The American Family Farmer, the state of agriculture in America and what a mess it is. The government involvement or interference is what I refer to it as for the most part. The things that you have to put up with, that you have to deal with. And so in that light, how do you look optimistically, sort of like neutral, or are you pessimistic about the future of ag in America?
Us and me specifically, I hate to say or give a pessimistic outlook, but the ag industry is on a downhill slide and not in a good way. One of the parts of this reality show, I know it's a reality show, I know the drama that comes with it, and people are like, this is just a cluster, it's a mess to watch. But if we can spotlight the ag industry and showcase some of the challenges that we face as farmers and ranchers and bring awareness to that, with awareness comes the first steps to change. And that's one of the big goals for us.
All right. So the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, has started on Peacock and also on the USA Network. There are 10 episodes that are currently streaming on Peacock. So you can watch it, you know, in its entirety if you're hooked up to Peacock. You can also see it weekly on USA Network and Bravo and E, 11 o'clock Eastern Time. That's what I want to do. I want to check it out there. Steve McBee, Jesse McBee, thank you for being here. McBeeFarms.com for the farmers that want to check this all out. The show is called the McBee Dynasty, Real American Cowboys, here on Good Day.
AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone. What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone. And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone. AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify.
Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, remembering that each week on the American Family Farmer, I guess what I'm trying to do is extol the value and the virtue of looking at websites. If you don't have a good website for your farm or a good Facebook page and you're doing business with the public, you're doing a disservice to yourself. So just take them. There are a lot of great places and ways to figure out how to do websites. I'm redoing mine right now. That's why I'm kind of thinking about it. But there are a lot of great farm websites. I was talking last week to Warren Shaw on this program, who not only is president of the America of the Mass Farm Bureau, but he also runs his own farm, a dairy farm in Dracut, Mass. And they've been around for 113 years. And he has really done a great job with the whole business of Facebook and social media websites and stuff. So you can go to shawfarm.com if you want to see how that all works. One of the things that we have talked about a lot here in Massachusetts, we have a problem with the state and its attitude toward protecting farms and certain categories of farms that can't have solar on them. I'm looking at things. This is ag week and ag month, and so I want to be as progressive as I can with my focus. How I can help you is to tell you in part what my experiences are, and my experiences with solar at this point we're setting up. So I don't know if I'm going to get what I've been promised, but I know Warren Shaw, the fellow I was just talking about, has, and he's the guy that I used as a model for what I'm doing on my farm. He's had solar for a couple of years on his farm, and it's turned out to be very productive. The way that I'm doing it, as we have the folks from the local power company coming out to the farm this week to see how they can engineer putting it on the 3 acres of land that I want to have covered, it's controversial because people don't understand it. Some people, oh, what are you going to put those in your farm for? That's ugly. Well, it isn't really, and it's productive. And because of the new design, the solar panels are 10, 12 feet in the air, and they move with the sun, so that the sun's going to be able to keep the grasses underneath the solar panels growing, and the cows will be able to graze underneath these solar panels. They're are problems, though, I was talking to a guy who was a farm in Michigan, and he heard me on the radio talking about how the solar thing works. There's a lot of wind opportunity as well, but in essence, I think he told me he's from Michigan, and he had a hard time getting, and I'm not sure he ever did get through to the people in Michigan. Let's see here. In Illinois, I think you can get it done. But the question is, I think that I'm curious about getting an answer as to why people in neighborhoods, why people on farms, why people who are running the state farm departments like the Department of Ag are against solar development. They obviously haven't looked into it. They don't know how well it will work to saving the land. We're saving these farms by the help that comes from what the income is from solar. I mean, I don't get what the opposition is, but then, you know, it helps to increase the value of your land, frankly, in terms of, like, you know, if you were to develop some of your land, it's worth a lot more for houses than it is for farming, which is kind of a sick reality in and of itself. But the returns are good. This is going to help your credit. There's all kinds of things, but mostly it's a good way to, I think, help you and your land. And so that's why I extol the value and virtue of it and suggest that you take a look at solar because I think it's impactful. And maybe that's one of the things that we should do as far as Ag Day is concerned. There are lots of stories around about a lot of people who are doing unusual things, not unlike having the solar panels, because it's still unusual. But then I was talking about with somebody the idea of composting. I do that on my farm as well. If you've not looked into it and you have cows or you can create a way to compost on your farm, it's a great business, helping to enhance the value of your farm. This is what modern farmers are doing because you can't make it on your own by selling vegetables or selling milk. So you do other things to make sure that you can save the land. So I offer those options to you in my own way here as I talk about the things that I have strong opinions about, which is a good thing, I hope. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.